everybody, and welcome back. You are listening to Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy, exclusively on Penguin Radio, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Welcome back, and let's get right into it. Today, I have a really great show for you guys. We're going to be talking about four really awesome artists yet again, kicking off with Conan Gray, followed by Borns. Then we're going to be talking about a pretty small artist named Alec Benjamin, and finishing it off with probably my favorite artist right now, so definitely going to end really strong with Willow, aka Willow Smith. So, like I said, without further ado, let's hop right into it. So the first artist that we're going to be talking about, that I'm going to be talking about, is Conan Gray. If you are familiar with the app TikTok, he's really big on there, but we'll get to that, so don't worry. Conan Gray was born December 5th, 1998, so he is pretty young, in Lemon Grove, California, but he later grew up in Georgetown, Texas, where he remained for the rest of his teenage years. His life in Central Texas, it's inspired much of his music. The start of his career was on YouTube, when he created his official channel in 2013. He began creating videos at the age of 9, though. Gray's vlog content centers heavily on his life in small-town Texas. If you're not familiar with what a vlog is, it's just a video blog. People do them talking about their days, talking about their experiences, have you, like, follow them for a day in the life type of thing. He is often hailed for his appreciation of Americana-related nostalgia, which if you've spent any time in kind of like small town Texas or just in Texas in general, it definitely has that very much Americana vibe. Gray has recorded music, showed his art, and created other videos for his vlog with more than 25 million views. Conan Gray self-released his debut album, Idle Town, in March 2017. The song gained over 14 million streams on Spotify and 12 million views on YouTube. In October of 2018, Gray released a single called Generation Y on Public Records, which was described as a rallying call to Generation Z. I believe Generation Z, too, is like if you were born 1995 to 2010, maybe, or 2005, something like that. Gray made his late night television debut when he performed on Late Night with Seth Meyers on the eve of February 2019. Before performing several shows as an opening act for Panic at the Disco for their Pray for the Wicked tour, he played concert festivals such as The Great Escape in addition to touring nationally. Between March and October of 2019, Gray released a series of singles off of his debut album called Kid Crow, named Checkmate, Comfort Crowd, and Maniac. Maniac is a song that got pretty popular on TikTok. So, like I said before, if you have the TikTok app or are at all familiar with it, you've definitely heard this song before. After releasing these singles on his debut album, he then released an independent single called The King, which did not get as big as Maniac or as some other songs. In 2019, he embarked on his second headlining tour of North America with the support of from acclaimed New Zealand musician Bene, as well as American recording artist UMI. As of October 2019, Gray's catalog had gained over 250 million streams across the platforms collectively. Gray was awarded the 2019 Shorty Award for Best YouTube Musician and was nominated for Breakthrough Artist at the 2019 Streamy Awards. So as someone who had been making music for basically his whole life, he really took a while, because there's definitely some people that spend their entire lives doing this, but it did take a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication before he got to the point where he was at. What you're going to hear when I play a song for you, that obviously, like, he's spectacular. He released his first full-length studio album, Kid Crow, on March 20th, 2020, which debuted at number 5 on the Billboard 200, as well as number 1 on the U.S. pop album chart, and number 2 on the top album sales chart with over 37,000 pure sales. which is crazy. And something that I think is even crazier is that March 2020 was like right when the whole COVID-19 pandemic started. So this album was released right then. You'll kind of, in a second when I talk about the repercussions that the pandemic has had on his career, you'll kind of understand why it's so crazy. He was scheduled to perform on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on March 16th, as well as Coachella in mid-April. However, both performances were obviously canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. That is actually crazy. This is just a quick side note, little tangent, that Coachella this year was supposed to be like the biggest Coachella because Frank Ocean was playing, and like Frank Ocean doesn't do concerts and everybody loves Frank Ocean. How could you not? So I know a lot of people were buying tickets, really looking forward to seeing this one artist that never performs, and then it got canceled, which is a really bummer, a really big bummer, but I mean, what do you expect? Everything's getting canceled. So yeah. In August 2020, the song Heather became popular on social media platforms such as TikTok, as well as becoming Kid Krow's sixth and final single. It made Conan Gray's first entry on the Billboard Hot 100 in his career and further charted in the top 40 of countries such as the UK, Australia, New Zealand, and Ireland. So that's actually the song I'm going to be playing for you guys in just a minute here. If you, like I said before, have ever been on the app TikTok, maybe from the months of like June to August, you've definitely heard this song. There's like a theme where people like refer to themselves as Heather. You'll see what I mean, but it'll be like, you're Heather, because Heather is like a person that people aspire to be. And you'll hear that when you hear the song. So without further ado, here is Heather by Conan Gray. I hope you enjoy.
I still remember 3rd of December, me in your sweater. You said it looked better on me than it did you. Only if you knew how much I liked you. But I watch your eyes as she walks by. What a sight for sore eyes. She stands with her holding your hand. Put your arm round her shoulder. Now I'm getting colder, but how could I hate her? She's such an angel. But then again, kinda wish she were dead as she walks by. What a sight for sore eyes. Brighter than sky. She's got you mesmerized while I die. Why would you ever kiss me? I'm not even half as pretty. You gave her your sweater. It's just polyester, but you half as pretty. You gave your sweater. It's just polyester, but you like her better. Wish I were.
All right, that was Heather by Conan Gray. I hope you guys loved that song. I love that song. It's definitely unique. The lyrics are definitely really interesting. So yeah, I hope you liked it. And if you're interested in checking out more stuff by Conan Gray, I would definitely give him a listen on pretty much any streaming service. So we have come to our first break. I will be back in just a few minutes, but in case you forgot, you're listening to Hidden Jams and I'm DJ Indy, and this is exclusively on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Thank you so much for being here, and I hope that you join us after the break.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Voting is an essential part of our democracy, and democracy requires participation. And if I don't vote, someone else will, and I definitely do not want someone else deciding on laws that will affect me, my family, and my community. Voting is our civic duty, and civic duty is the rent we pay for living. So I hope everyone joins me in voting in every single election. For more resources on how to vote, visit www.eac.gov. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio and the Communications and Media Studies Department at the Dominican University of California.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. You are still listening to Hidden Jams, exclusively on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I'm DJ Indy. Thank you for joining us. The next artist we're going to be talking about today is Borns. If you've ever seen his name written down, I don't know what the proper term is for this, but the O has the slash through it, and it's all in caps, so it's like Borns. Stylized, all in caps. Garrett Clark Borns was born January 7th, 1992, but he is, of course, better known by his stage name Borns. He's an American singer, songwriter, and a multi-instrumentalist. He grew up in Michigan and was raised specifically in Grand Haven, Michigan. And by the age of 10, he was a professional musician going by the name of Garrett the Great, and both performing at parties and getting paid for it, which is absolutely insane in my opinion, that he was literally 10 years old already making money doing what he loved. During his time in high school, he briefly performed in a cover band known as Brown Chicken Brown Trout. And this group gained mild success, and they eventually played at the Waterfront Film Festival in 2010. On November 10th, 2014, Borns released his debut single, 10,000 Emerald Pools, on Interscope Records, and at the same time also released his debut EP, Candy, which is another song that you've probably heard before. He made several television appearances and performed his song 10,000 Emerald Pools on a number of talk shows, including Conan, which is kind of funny because we just talked about Conan Gray, and now we're talking about Conan, the talk show host. So not to be confused with each other. On May 5th, 2015, Borns' Vivo channel released on YouTube a music video accompanying his new single Electric Love, which placed the most views on a song to date with over 50 million views. Oh, for him specifically, not in general, but it was the most views for his YouTube channel specifically. And if you're also not familiar, Vivo is just like an extension of YouTube. On July 28th, 2017, Borns released his first single, Faded Heart, through Interscope Records, which was featured on the FIFA 18 soundtrack and in the movie Flatliners, which was released in 2017. Then, on September 29th, 2017, Borns released his next single called Sweet Dreams, and two promotional videos for that were also released, and then he released two more videos, which were called The Search for the Lost Sounds and Faded Heart Sessions, and those were both released on his YouTube channel. His second album, Blue Madonna, was officially released on January 12th, 2018. So he is really interesting, and I wanted to talk just a little bit about his sound that I was really trying to look for where he got his musical inspiration from, but I genuinely couldn't find any interviews or anything with him saying that. And so I kind of took it to myself to listen to a lot of his music and try to like pull inspiration, but I genuinely couldn't even tell what his music sounded like because it was so unique and so different, and you're totally gonna know that when you hear it. To be honest as well, you might be hearing songs that you already knew. I had no idea that he wrote Electric Love. I know I loved that song, and I knew I loved other songs by him, but I didn't know that he specifically played that song. So it's always cool to find out, but you're definitely going to see here that his sound is totally unique and totally cool, and really just something that not a lot of people have heard before, which I think is amazing. I don't even have words. His songs also, like a lot of music these days, I feel like I talk about this every single show, that have grown popular on the social media app TikTok. That app, there's a lot of like lip syncing. I don't know, it's kind of weird. If you don't have the app, it's hard to explain. But Electric Love, the song that I'm going to be playing for you guys in just a minute here, definitely is one of those songs that has a lot of TikTok videos about. TikTok is like the new Vine. If you guys remember, Vine was like a video streaming service where 7-second videos would play. TikTok is like that, but it's humongous. So pretty much every artist has TikTok songs. I'm pretty sure every artist we're talking about today does. So if I keep mentioning that, I'm sorry. But I'm really in love with how Bourne sounds, the music that he plays, and just like how crisp and how fresh and how new it sounds. I'm going to be playing Electric Love for you right now, my favorite song by him. It just sounds like how it feels to fall in love. It's amazing. So without further ado, here's Electric Love by Bourne's. I hope you enjoy.
Candy, she's sweet like candy, and
All right, that was Electric Love by Borns. I hope you guys loved that song. I love that song. Something I would really recommend doing is going to YouTube and looking up covers of that song, because it is genuinely incredible, the covers that people have made of this song. So this brings us to our second little break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Alec Benjamin, who is a super small artist who I'm super excited to talk about, because it also kind of ties back to a lot of artists we've talked about in the past. So I hope you join me for that. You're still listening to Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy. This show is exclusively on Penguin Radio, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I'll see you back here in just a few minutes.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Every year, millions of Americans get into car accidents because they're too obsessed with their phones. Do you really need to comment, "Oh my gosh, so cute," on the picture of Kelly's dog while you're driving in the middle of a highway? If it's absolutely necessary to use your phone, pull over. Distracted driving is dangerous driving. So don't be that person. Put the phone down. It can wait. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio and the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
All right, welcome back, music lovers. Thank you for joining me. I cannot wait to talk about this next artist, but before we do, you are listening to Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy, exclusively on Penguin Radio, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Thank you so much for being here. So the second to last artist we're going to be talking about today is Alec Benjamin, who is, like I said before, a really small artist, someone who has had some big successes, but is still not a household name by any means. And definitely not the smallest artist we've talked about on this show, but he is still up and coming, I would say. So his full name is Alec Shane Benjamin. He was born May 28th, 1994, and he is an American singer-songwriter from Phoenix, Arizona. His 2018 breakthrough single, Let Me Down Slowly, reached the top 40 in over 25 countries and has amazed over 680 million streams as of October 2020. So I know you're probably hearing that number and being like, okay. So he in no way is a small artist, but besides his one song, Let Me Down Slowly, the rest of his songs are pretty subdued and not super out there yet. You may have heard his hit Let Me Down Slowly on the radio, but as far as I'm aware, that is the only song of his that has made it to radio level. And he didn't have a whole lot of music background growing up. He pretty much started his music career in college, and I will tell you all about that right now. So he was signed to Columbia Records while still being enrolled at USC. However, after signing with Columbia Records, he ended their partnership before he was able to submit an album. This contract with Columbia Records came from him just making music by himself, submitting things, posting them to YouTube, pretty much the usual things that most up-and-coming artists do nowadays. Despite this contract being ended, the partnership being ended, he used a lot of other methods to gain a following, such as performing his songs in parking lots outside of concert venues and handing out business cards to promote his work. His song, I Built a Friend, was used as the backing material for a contemporary dance audition in the 12th season of America's Got Talent, which was in 2017. I actually have not seen that video, but I'm definitely intending on checking out his song in the background of that, because before I didn't even know what that song was, but I did listen to it. I Built a Friend, and it's quite good. So I would also recommend listening to that one. It's not the one I'm going to play for you today, though. His mixtape, Narrated for You, reached number 127 on the US Billboard 200 in 2019. The mixtape features songs from Water Fountain to Let Me Down Slowly, which was a single that he released with Alessia Cara. So, fun little circle there. A couple shows ago, I believe on the 6th or 7th show, we talked about Alessia Cara. She is a lot bigger than Alec Benjamin is. I actually saw her in concert. She's spectacular. Like I raved about when I talked about her. But his song, Let Me Down Slowly, actually had her featured on it, which definitely helped it boost a little bit more than maybe if it had just been an individual single. I think that having features and having different artists on songs is one of the best ways to get your music out there. Because if someone is a big Alessia Cara fan, they're going to listen to a song that she's on no matter who sings it. So definitely helps build a better audience. Benjamin has created Can I Sing For You, which are videos on his YouTube channel where he performs written songs in acoustic to people in public. In 2019, he recorded two singles with the Spotify Studios NYC, one of which was a cover of Eminem's Stand. Everybody knows Eminem. So if you guys know the song Stan, it's kind of a creepy song, but I would definitely listen to the original before listening to his cover because it helps with context and stuff. His debut album, These Two Windows, was released on May 29th, 2020. The album eventually did actually reach number 75 on the US Billboard 200, and the album features the single Oh My God. That song, however, did not enter the Billboard Hot 100 chart, but peaked at number 32 on the mainstream top 40 chart and number 26 on the adult top 40 chart. In addition to his solo project, he has written many songs for artists such as John Bellion and has songwriting credit on the track New York Soul Part 2 from Bellion's album The Human Condition. I believe on my second or third episode of this show, we talked about John Bellion. Words cannot describe how much I love him as an artist. He is so unique. New York Soul Part 2, the song that Alec Benjamin was on, is like a symphony of sound. I have no other way to describe it. If you're going to listen to a song from this show, listen to that song. It is such a good song. And it's so soulful and so different. So it was really interesting to learn that Alec Benjamin actually helped write that song because it's very different from any style that Alec's songs are in. So it's kind of interesting. The song that I'm going to be playing for you guys today by Alec is called Water Fountain. It is from his album or his mixtape Narrated For You, which was released in 2019. So it's a pretty new song still. So I really hope you guys enjoy. Without further ado, here is Water Fountain by Alec Benjamin.
She told me that she loved me by the water fountain. She told me that she loved me and she didn't love him. And that was really lovely cause it was innocent. But now she's got a cup with something else in it. It's getting kinda blurry at a 10:15. And he was in a hurry to be touching her skin. She's feeling kinda dirty when she's dancing with him. Forgetting what she told me by the water fountain. Now he's grabbing her hips and pulling her in. Kissing her lips and whispering in her ear. And she knows that she shouldn't listen. And that she should be with me by the water fountain. She couldn't be at home in the nighttime because it made her feel alone. But at that time she was too young. I was too young. I should have built a home with a fountain for us. The moment that she told me that she was in love. Too young, I was too young. Too young. Back to the water fountain, the handle will be broken and the rust set in. But my hand, it will be open and I'll try to fix it. My heart, it will be open and I'll try to give it. Now I'm grabbing her hips and pulling her in, kissing her lips and whispering in her ear. And I know that it's only a wish and that we're not standing by the water found too young, too young, too young. Because it made her feel alone, but at that time she was too young. I was too young. I should have built a home with a fountain for us. The moment that she told me that she was in love, too young. I was too young.
That was Water Fountain by Alec Benjamin. I hope you guys loved that song. I love that song. We're going to take another quick little break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about Willow, who is everything. So I cannot wait. I hope to see you guys back here. This is Hidden Jams, and I'm DJ Indy, and you're listening to this show exclusively on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I'll see you back here in just a minute.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
For some of you, a mask could be a fashion statement. For all of you, a mask should be something that saves lives. Don't think, just mask up, and you'll potentially save someone's life. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio and the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
All right, welcome back, music lovers. You are listening to Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy, exclusively on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Thank you so much for being here. Once again, we are on to our final segment of today's show, where we are going to be talking about Willow, also known as Willow Smith, who is everything. Like I said when I started, that she is probably my favorite artist right now. So I cannot wait to get into this. The song I'm going to play for you later is outstanding. It is one of my favorite songs ever, and currently it is my favorite song. So Willow Smith, aka also known as Willow by her stage name, was born October 31st, 2000, period. She is an American singer, songwriter, rapper, record producer, actress, and dancer, and she's only 20 years old. It's incredible. She is the daughter of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, and the younger sister of Jaden Smith. So one thing that I will say, that in absolutely nothing to her discredit, that it is obviously a little easier to make it up in the world when you have parents as famous as Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. But I don't think that that takes away from any of the stuff that she's created, because she is truly outstanding as a person. So she, like I said before, has two very famous parents and two very famous siblings. Her older brother, Jaden Smith, is an actor and a musician, and her other brother, Willard Smith III, is an actor and a DJ, similar to her other brother. Her siblings are youth ambassadors for Project Zambi, which is like a program with Hasbro, and it provides assistance for Zambian children orphaned by AIDS. So it's a very cool kind of philanthropic thing that they do, but they've been doing it forever. So it's definitely not something that just comes with fame. Her brother, Jaden Smith, is just like a quick little tangent, actually has created a food truck. I believe that they are focused in like Skid Row area of LA, and they bring healthy, I think, vegan foods to homeless people for free, which is really awesome. Smith made her debut acting in I'm a Legend alongside her father, and then starred in her next film, Kit Kit Courage, An American Girl, which is like the American Girl dolls. It's a movie from one of those, which was released in 2008. In 2008, she also voiced the character of young Gloria in the movie Madagascar 2, alongside her mother, who played older Gloria. If you've seen that movie, Gloria is the hippo. It's a movie about zoo animals. It's actually really cute, and I recommend watching it. She released her first single in 2012 called Whip My Hair, which went platinum in the US and peaked at number 11, which is kind of crazy. You have definitely heard this song. It is, for lack of a better word, kind of a, I don't know how to explain this song. It's something you would definitely hear at your middle school dance, and everybody would get really like energetic and really hyped up for it. But it's nothing like the music that she's created recently. On October 6th, 2011, Fireball was created. It was a collaboration between her and rapper Nicki Minaj. She released Fireball, but it like had commercial failure. It was not really doing that well, didn't top any charts. And then a year or so later, it ended up charting the US R&B chart at number 121, but it was a song that I had never heard until I started to do a little more in-depth research about her, and I went and listened to it, and it's like, it's all right. It's definitely not my favorite song by her, but, you know, she was also 11 when she made it, so it's kind of questionable. And I'm not the biggest Nicki Minaj fan in the world, but that's just my opinion, you know? Definitely check it out to form your own. On July 2nd, 2012, she released the single I Am Me and a music video that debuted at the BET Awards. And then on July 17th of 2012, she released her fourth single under that same name via iTunes and Amazon. Kind of moving forward to her later career, coming more up to present times. In 2017, she released her second album, called The First, which was praised for its musical development, particularly Willow's ability to create music following her 1990s R&B's predecessor, despite not being alive during that time. She toured the album with Jenny Akyo, alongside Saint Beauty, Cody Shane, and Kitty Cash through the end of 2017. That's definitely a really good point, too, about how she very much has 1990s inspiration in her music. And like I said, I personally think it's really incredible that she's able to pull that like very 90s sound out of her music when she literally wasn't alive during that time. So she's just been able to pull these influences from just listening to music that was released in the 90s. On June 24th, 2019, she announced her third studio album called Willow. The album was released on July 19th, 2019, and was co-produced by herself and Tyler Cole. The duo later released a collaborative album titled The Anxiety in 2020. So the song I'm going to be playing for you is actually from her 2015 album, which I didn't mention, called Art de Fascist. It's a really, really interesting album with a really cool sound, so I'm very excited to play that song for you. I did just want to talk a little bit about how amazing she is as an artist, though, because I don't have words to describe her music. You're just going to have to listen, but it is spectacular. The sounds that she creates, it's like butter. I don't even know how to explain it. It's so nice. It's so good. And she is really just an icon for stepping out of your comfort zone and kind of ignoring societal gender norms. So same with her brother, who is a very much an inspiration as well, but he's a lot bigger as an artist. So without further ado, I'm really, really excited to play this song for you guys. Like I said before, this is my favorite song right now. I listen to it on repeat in my car, in my room, when I'm cleaning all the time. I love this song. It is called Wait a Minute, and I really hope you guys enjoy.
trying to get by. Some people like that hurt. Some just rather say goodbye. Bye. Hold on, wait a minute. Feel my heart's intention.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Wait a Minute by Willow Smith. Sorry, excuse me. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that song. Like I said before, I absolutely love that song. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed this show. I had a blast recording this for you guys. This is Hidden Jams, and I'm DJ Indy. This show is exclusively on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University. Once again, thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you all again soon. Bye.